Hello, everyone. This is the Ballpark Hunter podcast. I am your host, Mark Viquez, and I'm also the regional correspondent for the website Stadium Journey, the industry's leader. Messed that up for the first time. The industry's leader in sports stadium reviews. Before you go, you need to know. Check out stadiumjourney.com. We got it all. Maybe not all, but we got a lot of stadiums around the world listed there, not just ballparks either. So one of them is my guest today. That is Burlington Sock Puppets general manager Anderson Ruthbun. He is also now the general manager of the Burlington Sock Pups of the Old North State League.
I said, we're back.
Yeah, we're back. Yeah, I usually have some other guests that come back on, but I think you might be the first baseball person. So
no.
Thumbs up. All right. So once again, Anderson Ruthbun of the Burlington Sock Puppets and the new Burlington Sock Pups of the Old North State League. It's a lot of teams to be running. How are you doing?
Doing well, staying busy. That's first and foremost there. Yeah, with everything. So it's been a fun couple of weeks here.
Yeah. So we know that your rivals up north came up with their team in the Old North State League, the Dairy Daddies, a little little name that has blown up. You guys decided to go a little bit closer to your identity. How did you come about keeping it close to the identity or going totally different to sell more hats to everybody in the United States?
Yeah. I mean, that's 100% like the main question here too. A lot of people, I think, when they saw us rename ourselves as the Sock Puppets 3 years ago, there's kind of like a natural, okay, what's happening next with the Sock Puppets, right? Like with Burlington, what's the second team going to be? How crazy are they going to go? And for us, for this time around, it wasn't about getting crazy or doing something ridiculously different, right? It was about just an extension of who we are, what we do, and what we've done with the Sock Puppets. So with this new team coming on board, we've been very fortunate over the first 3 years of the Sock Puppets to see the growth here in our community, but across the country, really, as our social media following has grown. And we didn't want to, you know, have a completely different organization, completely different brand people are interacting with. We wanted it to be in tandem. We wanted it to be looked as simultaneous as Sockville keeps growing. So that's why we chose a name that was very close to home, very close to our brand already.
Yeah. And, you know, you just look at the logo right now. It's pretty much a sock puppet that looks like a dog. And it looks like you added a brown or tan to the color scheme.
Yep. So we have a brown and a tan. Yep.
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, if somebody were to look at this, they would make that connection with the sock puppets. So, I mean, I like it. I like the sock puppets name to begin with. When I first saw that, I think you were the first guys in the Appy League to switch. And I was like, man, that's a great logo.
Our logo was done by the Sock Puppets logo, and the Sock Pups was done by Studio Simon, who did the Dairy Daddies as well. We're very fortunate to have someone like Dan who honestly just sees a vision and can bring it to life within a matter of, honestly, it feels like seconds, but within a matter of a short amount of time. So it's been great working with him.
Yeah, I want that talent. I want to be able to create logos because I always have visions. I just cannot draw and I cannot master, you know, certain applications on computers. I always have to have somebody work with me. But
100%. It's hard to do. I've, you know, my limited Photoshop knowledge, I've tried admittedly to try to do some fun things, and it's not even close to the work Dan and others can do. But
yeah, and I think to Dan and other guys like him, it's just part of their DNA.
Natural. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're just made to do it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just guys that can, you know, play the guitar and bass and drums and make music. It just comes natural. Just something in your brain.
100%. I have a guitar somewhere. I bought a guitar my sophomore year of college after watching the Office, you know, the scene where they play
Rainbow Connection
Roads. I got a guitar and have yet to learn how to play it. So
oh my goodness.
A decade later, still can't play, but I still have the guitar.
Yeah, well, you know, there's guys that have podcasts. My buddy, and I think you've met him, he lives down in Greensboro, Zach Williams. I think you guys have been on the golf course.
Yeah.
He's been trying to do a podcast since I came to see you guys play in 2021.
Still not? Still
Still
hasn't done one?
not doing it. I was like, dude, what are you waiting for? He's got the
Yeah.
microphone. His wife bought him all the stuff. It's
That's half the battle.
yeah. I'm like, he just doesn't know what to talk about. Music,
Yeah.
sports, movies.
Just talk.
One hit wonder. Yeah, just go and just
Yeah.
babble. I do that
Yeah.
sometimes when I can't get a guest on, and sometimes those are really
Right off the top of your
interesting.
head, yeah, whatever it is, those are the ones you got to be cautious though. Those are the unfiltered ones, unscripted.
Yeah, because
Yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty good just talking to myself. But when I do, yeah, I do have to write a script down and say, okay, let's just not get off task because
Yeah.
you're gonna lose listeners fast.
Eventually.
Yeah. When I'm driving from here down to Burlington to check you guys out, I have all sorts of conversations in my head, but I'm not recording it. I don't know who the heck would want to listen to that, but it's
Hey, there's a market for everything.
yeah, there's a market. So let's get back to the sock pups here. So you released the new logo. You announced you're going to be playing the Old North State League. Any kind of confusion that you had to clear up with the fan base and tick season ticket holders?
I mean, other than just like, hey, this second team, who are they? What are they doing? We're this second team is always meant to be ancillary to the sock puppets and the
Okay.
Appy League. It wasn't meant, and it is not meant to take over the sock puppets,
Yes.
the Appy League. Appy League and the sock puppets. That's our core brand. That's what we've done for the last 3 years, and hopefully continue to do for the next 300 years. The
Nice.
sock pups in the Old North State League is helps us fill the summer with events, activation for the ballpark, and yeah, it gives us another arm to develop collegiate baseball players. A lot of the players that are going to be on this Old North State League, specifically this year, we're trying to be a little bit more local to the North Carolina, specifically Alamance County and Burlington region, where we're giving opportunities to play here at their home ballpark, which might not have been able to come rather from a number of different reasons. So we're excited to continue that development process and to further the game of baseball in general with the second team. But as far as the confusion goes, other than just yeah, the league and if it's going to take over the sock puppets, which it won't,
Yeah.
that was like the main thing. So now that confusion's already gone, and that's why we did the sock pups too, right? Like, it's not going to be this new brand that will compete against the sock puppets. It's simultaneously going in the same direction, and I think that has helped a lot of people kind of understand what's going on,
Yeah,
because it is
exactly.
confusing at first glance.
Yeah, that, I mean, do you see anybody saying, "Hey, this is my team. I'm a full, looking for requests for tickets." I mean, do you have folks who are familiar with the Old North State League that say,
Yeah.
"Hey, this is great. I like this league. It's a bunch of local guys." I mean, do you have? I guess the question is, I mean, do you have people that are going to be just Advent sock pup fans?
For sure. Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. Just, I mean, just with every people are gonna have their favorite team, and we've already seen that here within the first what 4 days since launch of the sock pups.
That's it.
Is yeah, a lot of people are just gung ho. They're ready. I mean, not just the Old North State League fans, but just dog lovers in general love that brand inherently more. But like I said earlier, the greatest thing is it's a together brand. It's like they don't
Yeah.
necessarily need to feel like they need to pick and choose teams. It's just one big, family in this Sockville, moniker, which has been really fun to see. But yeah, people have already said Sock Pups, like that's their team now. That's the one that
Okay.
they want to resonate with. Yeah.
Well, I assume you're going to have a lot of dog lovers
Oh yeah,
liking
a
the
lot of
name of
dog
this
lovers.
team. And
Yeah.
I mean, could we ever see the sock pups versus the sock puppets in some kind of annual game? Could that ever work out?
Maybe I don't want to rule out anything.
Yeah.
One of like my big philosophies is I don't like to say no across the board. I always want to kind of explore ideas and see what's going on. Yeah, I'll probably play devil's advocate 90% of the time, but we never want to say no. It's how the Bros versus Bros YouTube game came about, that we've been doing the last couple of years. And yeah, we always want to push the envelope in a sense of the experience we can have here at the game, unique events that we can host at the stadium. And yeah, as we keep going, we keep want to see what's different, what's new, what's exciting. And I wouldn't rule out a Puppets versus Pups exhibition game in the future sometime. But as far as this season, that's not something that's in the
Yeah.
cards this year.
Yeah, because you guys, for those who are listening, you're only going to play a 13-game schedule
Right.
towards the end of the year. I know I had asked Alec from I guess technically he's the CEO of the Players League now, but I guess he was one of the founders of the old North State League.
Right.
You guys have been talking for a while. So how long have you and the old North State League been talking about partnering up and putting a team together?
Yeah, so I haven't had a lot of previous conversation with the Old North State League.
Okay.
Our ownership group,
That'd be Brian
it
Moore.
would be Ryan. Yeah, so he and Alec have been in conversation for a good bit. I know just in back in COVID in 2020, when baseball is kind of up in the air in this market, we didn't really know where we were going. We just were exploring options for, hey, what is the highest level baseball we can have here in this community? And we were very fortunate, very lucky that Major League Baseball stepped in and converted the once rookie league to, you know, what it is now in summer collegiate league. And we're loving that and we're excited. But I know Ryan and Alec have always had a pretty fun, awesome relationship.
Yeah.
They see the game in very similar eyes. They want to further the game. They want to develop more players. And I think that relationship between those guys, and this year just kind of culminated and came together and has allowed us to, yeah, vote both us here in Burlington and Danville, in Virginia to have that extension team to both have those two additional brains and additional openings to do just that.
Yeah, because I mean, 13 games this year. Did you guys think about, hey, let's just wait until next season? Or was it like, hey, why not? Why not do 13? Like, how did that idea come about?
Yeah, so I think when we look at our schedule, like our Appy League, our sock puppet schedule, you know, we can't always have every single weekend game, right? Like the other markets, the other awesome teams here in the Appalachian League, they obviously have weekend games too. So for us, we always want to play on weekends. We always
Okay.
want to be activated. And when we saw, hey, we had a couple openings that made sense, it just kind of fit like a puzzle and was almost like meant to be. And like from a discussion standpoint, like why this year and why not next year in a sense, you know, we're of the mindset of if not now, when? And as an opportunity presents itself, why wait? You know, why wait and then maybe talk yourself out of it? Why not just go ahead and have this energy, and once the momentum starts, just continue with it. And I think that's kind of what happened here was just a great kind of intersection of so many things coming together and just making it like, hey, this is the green light, this is meant to be, and we're off and running.
No, I guess it makes sense. You know, we see a lot of other organizations pick up some additional teams, and you know, sometimes, you know, it, yeah, you're right. It just makes sense. So pretty much there's gonna be baseball every weekend in Burlington Athletic Stadium for a
Yeah,
period of time.
100% for a period of time. I mean, we're hosting high school baseball now through April, and then we have the Region X JUCO tournament in the beginning, middle of May, and then we host the North Carolina State High School Championships at the last weekend of May, first weekend of June, and then yeah, we go into to Memorial Day weekend with the sock pups, and then sock puppets Appy League season. So we want to do our best at trying to showcase our stadium, our community as almost like an epicenter of collegiate baseball. Ryan and our owner and I always kind of talk about that is we want people to see, you know, youth amateur baseball development, you know, as synonymous with Burlington, North Carolina. And we're very close to so many great collegiate programs as already with Elon in our backyard, Duke, Carolina, ECU, Wake Forest,
Oh my
that
goodness.
I think it's just that it's meant to be here, and we want to continue that. We want to grow that both with at the high school level and obviously here at the collegiate level too.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of choices if you live in that
Yeah.
area to see collegiate baseball on so many different levels,
That's right.
along with minor league baseball. I tell Zach all the time, his little daughter is a big baseball fan, and you know, it's like you could take her to a different game every weekend
That's
throughout
right.
the summer and probably not repeat.
Yeah.
Just to, you know, depending how far you want to
North
drive
Carolina really
from
is. It's a if there was a state that is the showcase of baseball,
Oh, yeah.
specifically one that currently doesn't have a major league team, North Carolina's got to be number one. I mean, the amount
Yeah.
of great baseball here, great organizations, great stadiums, it really is fantastic. And I'm lucky to be in Burlington. I'm lucky to be here in North Carolina. And yeah, having these opportunities to continue to further the game in the right way.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I think I wrote an article on Stadium Journey about that. How you're just in, you know, if you're in Greensboro, I mean, what are you, about a half hour from Danville?
Yeah, half hour, 40 minutes from Danville at
I
most.
mean, that's nothing. And then you have
Yeah.
Greensboro and Winston-Salem and High Point and
Yeah.
Thomasville, and my goodness, the list goes on and on.
Yeah.
And then you got Durham down the road, and then you got
Kannapolis and Charlotte.
Kannapolis and Charlotte, and you have some college programs, and then you got the old North State League popping up. And I
Yeah.
think when I came down to watch you guys for the Stadium Journey meetup, the old North State was their first year. I wasn't really sure about the league. I felt like the league had finished playing when I came down there, and it's just grown big
Yeah.
time now. I mean, now everybody knows about this league and the uniforms and the jerseys. So
Yeah.
it's a nice little league to be a part of.
100%. Yeah, it's a new up and coming league, and I think it's great. I think for them, I don't want to speak for them, but I think it's great having, Burlington and Danville a part of that. We feel lucky to be a part of that league, and yeah, I mean, having the Appalachian League as our main puppets league, and then having the Old North State League too is with these expansion teams. It's going to be a really, really fun summer and beyond.
Yeah, no, I know. And speak of the Appalachian League, your team up in West Virginia is
Yeah.
a little bit closer to me. I'm looking to see if that date makes sense to check out a game.
Yeah.
You know,
Yeah,
I
the
know.
we're talk about just exciting things happening, like bringing on that brand new stadium that Marshall has, and that those facilities in general. We're pumped. The Appalachian League is trending in the right direction, and I think really people are going to look back and see that this was a huge blessing for the league, changing
Yes.
over to the Summer Collegiate League. These markets have been flourishing. I mean, attendance wise, it's crazy to see the brands and how the community's really kind of rallied around all 10 markets, and we're just thrilled, ecstatic to hear how happy Major League Baseball's been. Now we have a bunch of players that are knocking on the Major League door. We have a whole bunch of players in AA and AAA across the league that were here in 21 and 22, and obviously more and more are going to continue coming as we advance in years. But exciting times are ahead for the Appy League for sure.
Yeah, okay. And then I guess before I let you go, anything new at the ballpark this year? If we're coming out to check out the pups or the
Yeah.
puppets, any new foods, any new promotions, renovations? Sockville's a happening place, so.
Sockville is a happening place, and the city of Burlington actually recently invested into a huge renovation project in our right field area, giving us a three-layer entertainment venue. Really, it's going to have 24 taps of beer. It's going to have a bunch of TVs out there where people can hang out and be together. And then it has a full commercial kitchen underneath, which we're excited for. We're bringing on two executive chefs that are really going to uplift the food and beverage experience. So there's going to be a whole bunch of new food items across the
Okay.
board, perfecting a couple of the food items that we have here currently. And then yeah, for the Sock Pups and Sock Pups, the entertainment's always a huge focus of ours. Making sure everybody that comes to the game, whether you love baseball or not, you're going to have a great time. So we have a few tricks up our sleeve for both the puppets and the pups, and yeah, we're just excited to release our promo schedule here in the next couple of weeks, and yeah, just get ready to have a blast in Sockville this summer.
Yeah, and exactly. And then speaking of the pups, will you have a separate mascot for those games or
Not initially,
not
not initially.
initially?
No, Sock Swatch is still the OG
Yeah,
mascot, is
there you
always going to be
go.
number one. But we are looking at bringing in a handful of different pieces to our entertainment character sets, as it were.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, nice. All right. Well, Anderson, I appreciate you coming on today to talk about the new pups in town. And tell people where they can get some more information or how can they get some merchandise like that doggy
Yeah.
style shirt, which is a little risque.
I don't know what you mean. It's just
So.
it's a pup in dog style.
Yeah.
There's
Oh.
no, yeah, it's just, hey, we love doggy style here. So you can go to gosockpuppets.com or gosockpups.com, either one, depending on which one you want to go
Yeah.
to. Links to the stores there, links to the schedule, tickets, everything right there. But yeah, feel free to reach out at any time. My email is anderson@gosockpuppets.com, and yeah, we're just looking to have some fun, and would love to see everybody out here this summer.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on and best of luck. And hopefully I can make it down there. Like I said,
Hey,
Zach,
I'm hoping.
yeah, Zach always has a spot for me. So there's
That's right.
it's just do I fly or drive there? That's the debate.
Hey, it doesn't hurt to drive. You can see a lot more.
Yeah, no, you can. You can hit some of those other
That's right.
Appalachian League stadiums along your way, or maybe even spend the night in Asheville and check out the tourists. You know, it's a cool little, yeah, it's a cool little
Opportunities are
drive.
endless, Mark, but we'll be here and ready for you one way or another.
All right, I'll definitely let you know.
Awesome. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Take care. All right, thank you, Anderson. Actually, before he left, he talked about the uniforms. They're going to have a completely different look. It's not going to be anything similar to what the sock puppets wear. So be on the lookout for that. I have a feeling they may do some pullovers. I can see a pullover jersey. And then he also mentioned that, you know, having the sock pups play, they'll be able to kind of, you know, maybe do some things they don't normally do at a sock puppets game promotional wise. So it's interesting. You know, you hear about teams having a second team and you hear the negative stories like in Lexington or whatever was going on with Spire City and the Fredericton Keys. And I'm trying to think who else had Nashville Express like 30 years ago and the Nashville Sounds. I think this is a lot different. I think this is just going to be part of, you know, having baseball every weekend at Burlington Athletic Stadium. And I like the logo. I like Simon Studios' designs. They just they know how to make a good baseball logo. If you can watch me now, I am wearing a sock puppet's hat. Probably need another one. I like the doggy style. If they can make that look like a Yorkshire Terrier or a Chihuahua, oh, I would be all about that. Because those are the two dogs I have. But yeah, and then we mentioned doggy style, the t-shirt there, which a little risque, but at the same time, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if there's a mom up there saying, "I'm not buying you a shirt that says doggy style. Do you know what that means?" So hopefully nobody's out there giving a bad time. So Anderson, thank you for coming on, talking a little bit about the sock pups. That looks like I said, that's I wish I lived closer. I really wish I lived like even 4 hours away. I would drive down there, check out a game, hang out with Zach and the family, check out some more baseball games, and take more videos, write more articles, you know, put up more shorts, check out what's going on in Asheville on my way back. Yeah, a lot of good times. So, sock puppets and the sock pups. Just so you're not confused, the sock puppets are in the Appalachian League, aka the Appy League, and the sock pups are in the Old North State League. They're going to be playing 13 games this year. And then next year, they'll be part of the regular schedule and compete for playoffs and championships and batting titles and player stats. So that'd be in 2025. So before I go, this was done live today on March 11th, 2024. That's why if you're listening to the show, it's a little bit late because it got delayed a half hour because I felt this would have been a good show rather than the Niagara Falls episode, which will come out next week now. Or no, actually, that's going to come out later in April. Nothing against that. That's a good episode too, but this is a little more time sensitive. I wanted to beat others to the punch. I got beat to Danville. Somebody got the Dairy Daddies on. I tried to get Austin Scher on here, but I haven't heard back from him yet. I assume when he gets back to me, we'll talk about the Dairy Daddies because that's a whole other concept as well. But I like this logo. If I make it down there, I'll pick up a hat or two or a shirt, and we'll call it a day. So before I go, it's going to be baseball season very soon across major leagues and minor leagues. It's an exciting time. Depending on where you live, you have probably already checked out a baseball game. You know, maybe you went to the Caribbean Series. Maybe you went to the Savannah Bananas game in Houston, like Anna. Caribbean Series, a few buddies of mine went there as well. Maybe you're checking out some baseball in the SEC or even in the Big Ten up here in Indiana because, you know, we've had some nice days for baseball. But it's that time of year. So, you know, basketball and hockey season will be over in a few months, and baseball season will be in its prime. And that's where we shine. So I appreciate everybody checking out the Ballpark Hunter podcast, whether it is online. Actually, it's not online. It's through Anchor, Spotify. And then also I want to give a shout out to Mr. I want to give a shout out to Logan over at Old Fort Baseball Co. It is March 2024, and there's a great sticker collection. If you sign up for $6 a month, each month you'll get a sticker. You'll get four stickers. And this month I was part of the promotional plan. So one of the stickers was from Patrick Larson. He does Hat History Series. My man Dan with the hats. He talks. He has a bunch. I think he buys all these hats, and he talks about the history of the hats and the designs and all that. That's on his Twitter page, and I believe it's on YouTube. Maybe not. And then there's Anna, Baseball Bucket List. She's been on the show a few times. She just had a nice little sponsor group to the Savannah Bananas game in Houston. She has an awesome podcast too, where she talks to fans and people from who have played the game about what makes baseball so much fun. And then we have Baseball Mapper, baseballmapper.com. What they have is a map. If you want to know the closest baseball stadiums near you, you could click it on, and when you do that online or through the through your cell phone or mobile phone, you get to see what teams are near you. And that really helps out a lot when you're traveling, especially when you're in the Appalachian League, where some of these stadiums are like an hour or half hour away. You may not be aware how close you are. So if you go to baseballmapper.com and you click on the map in the cities, you'll find out exactly where some of these teams are. So I am on the site right now, and what I like is that some teams, and I don't know if they pay him, instead of having this baseball logo, they have their own logo here. So if you were in, God, we were talking about how Burlington, North Carolina is just full of baseball opportunities. I'm looking at the baseballmapper.com list, and you can also go to Stadium Journey. We have a map as well. So I don't know anybody from Stadium Journey getting upset. If you check out Burlington, I mean, you have Danville, you have Greensboro, you have High Point, you have Winston-Salem, you have Lexington. What the heck's in Lexington? Oh, the Lexington Flying Pigs. See, I didn't know that. And they play at Holt Moffitt Stadium. Here's the address. And you get some really awesome barbecue there. There's also the High Point Thomasville High Toms. There's the High Point Rockers. There are the Asheboro Zookeepers. Of course, we have the Sock Puppets and Sock Pups. We have the Reedsville Luckies, which is named after cigarettes. And then, of course, we got the Danville Dairy Daddies, Martinsville Mustangs. I mean, so this is a cool little feature. So when you're traveling, you can make your trips. And then, as you head towards Raleigh, one, two, three, four, five, six, head down to Sanford, seven. Yeah. So Patrick Larson, Baseball Bucket List, Baseball Mapper, and of course me, the Ballpark Hunter. Nice little sticker here as well. If you want those stickers, let me know. I'll talk to Logan. We'll try to get you some stickers out there. You could put them on your computer and let people know that you support local baseball. So yeah, Baseball Sticker Club, and that is at, of course, oldfortbaseballco.com. That is oldfortbaseballco.com. April, May, June, we'll have a set of new stickers. They could be from baseball teams. They could be from influencers. They could be from podcast hosts. You don't know what stickers you're going to get, but we're all baseball fans, so you are not going to ever be out of luck. You're going to have some good times. So I guess that wraps it up for today's episode. So thank you guys for supporting the channel. Thank you folks for making the comments. I appreciate the coupons that you send in mail. Nothing like having a McDonald's coupon for a Shamrock Shake that's only good in Northern Arizona McDonald's locations. Somebody sent me an expired Arby's roast beef coupon, buy one, get one free from 1983. Don't know what that was about. And do love that Burger Chef coupon. That was nice. I don't think there's any more Burger Chefs in this country. So, yes, that expired in 1981. All right. So check me out, Ballpark Hunter on YouTube, Ballpark Hunter on Twitter, Ballpark Hunter on the TikTok, Ballpark Hunter on Instagram. I was actually at a basketball game this past weekend, and a couple people came up and said, "Hey, man, I follow you. I like your channel." So I appreciate the love. And I think what I'm going to do is get some stickers and say, "Hey, if anybody comes and recognizes me, you'll get a sticker." It's my way of saying thank you. So when I get more of these in production, maybe I'll start sending those out to people who listen to the show. And you can contact me on Twitter and say, "Hey, Mark, send me a sticker and I'll hook you up." So, all right. Keep watching, keep listening, and happy hunting. Let me know how the baseball season goes. All right, folks. We'll see you next time. Take care. All right. Thank you, Anderson. Appreciate you coming on the show once again, talking about the fun and excitement that will take place at Sockville this summer, not only with the sock puppets, but with the sock pups of the Old North State League. I sound like my mom now. Old North State League. She would always like really pronounce her everything in a word. Got a little annoying at times, but you pick up those habits. But yeah, that's a lot of fun. A couple things Anderson told me was that the sock puppets are going to have their own jerseys. Crunchy onion. They weren't going to look anything like what the sock puppets wear, so that should be fun. And then he also mentioned that they may test some new promotions with the sock pups to see how they go with fans, you know? So could be a little experimenting going on at the baseball stadium this year at Burlington. So that should be a lot of fun. But one thing I did want to mention before I left, before I exited tonight, was this cool little club that you can belong to. And all you have to do is go to a website, and that is oldfortbaseballco.com. That is Old Fort Baseball co.com. And you just hit the support local baseball tab on the front page, and that will give you some options. And you can buy a shirt, you can buy a hat, you can buy a poster, or you can support local baseball through the sticker club. And what that is that every month you will get stickers, four stickers from either a baseball team, a podcaster, a YouTuber, an influencer, maybe stickers from an old baseball team that doesn't exist anymore. You also get a nice 1 4x6 postcard, and it's free shipping. So it's just $6 a month that goes that gets canceled whenever you want. So if you maybe you do 2 3 months and you feel like these are not your bag, then you say cancel. If you like what you get, and I hope you do, yeah, you'll keep getting stickers every month. So the month of March, there are four new people in the sticker club, and that includes who should we start with? That includes Patrick Larson of the MILB Hat Series. Patrick Larson, if you've seen him on Twitter, if you've seen him on Instagram or Facebook, he talks about his hat collection, and you can get his sticker. And his sticker, his brand is his face, which is kind of nice. It's a nice, I think it looks like him too. So you can get that sticker. So what he does is he gets, 10 hats of a team, and he talks about the histories and how they wore them, why they wore them, and why the changes were made. It's a nice little quick little thing to watch. Very visual. I think you'll like it. I also got, and I don't know if she's on the list, Anna, baseball bucket list. I don't see her on my postcard here, but I got her sticker, and I got a, I also got a business card for her. So, Anna has a podcast. She has a website, Baseball Bucket List. She just had a nice little group outing to the Savannah Bananas game in Houston, and that looked like a lot of fun. Looked like she had a lot of people sign up for that. She asked me if I wanted to go, and I said, "Yeah, no. Can't make it, just because of work schedules and whatnot. Plus, they're playing a little closer to me this summer, so I may try to check them out there. But, There was 41,000 people at the game, so that was kind of exciting. So she had that nice little group, and I think she gets groups together. I think they went to Alaska last year to see the midnight game, which once again, something else that, she just likes getting those bucket list things to do. So she's seen a Bananas game. She's been up to Alaska. She's gonna probably go out to Japan to see a game if she hasn't gone already. So you can hear her adventures, and you can hear adventures of many others at baseballbucketlist.com, I believe, is it? Yeah, baseballbucketlist.com. And that is a website devoted to baseball spectators who have a bucket list of baseball-related items, and their goal is to check off as many as possible. So become part of the community. Check her out, and she's got merchandise too. She's got a nice little logo that was also designed by Studio Simon. So I think I got one of her old logos. I think she's got, that Studio Simon logo is fire too. They did a great job with that. And then the third person is baseballmapper.com. I like Baseball Mapper, and I also like Stadium Journey's map as well, because we do all the sports. Baseball Mapper just does baseball. So if it's the summertime and you're in Raleigh, North Carolina, you have probably checked out a game in Durham, and you have probably gone down to Holly Springs, and maybe you went out to Wilson. But what you didn't know is that you can go up to Wake Forest and check out the Fungo at Flaherty Park. You can go down to Sanford to check out the Spinners. You can drive a little bit further and go to Tarboro and check out what's their team called? The River Bandits. And you can go check out the Greenville Yard Gnomes, who were on my show last week. And that's all on baseballmapper.com. So that's all it is. It's a map of baseball stadiums. And we all need these, let's be honest. And what else is on here? There's a blog, there's news, there's travels, it's just not the map. But yeah, it's a fun site to go to, and you can also, check out Baseball Mapper on all social media outlets as well. 5,000 followers is not a bad thing. And he's always looking to add. So if there's a baseball stadium out there that is not on there, let him know. He'll add it. And then, of course, the Ballpark Hunter. You can get my new logo on a sticker. This is the first time that my current logo is on a sticker. I had stickers with the old logo. This is the latest logo. And you get this awesome postcard. I like this postcard here. I feel like part of a team with Patrick, Baseball Mapper, and Old Fort Baseball.co. I didn't get their sticker, though. Why did I get Anna's and not his? Oh well. Just sign up. So $6 a month. Sign up for baseball sticker club through oldfortbaseballco.com. Should be a lot of fun supporting baseball and also discovering a lot of new baseball related people like us, because we're all part of this fraternity. We all need to get along. We all need to branch out. And who knows what kind of collaborations we can have in the future. Maybe we will do a celebrity softball baseball game with all of us on a team. That'd be fun. So anyway, it's baseball season, and I hope you are going to enjoy wherever you're located, whether you're in Canada or Central America or the Caribbean. It's going to be a lot of good times coming up soon. And stay tuned to the baseball ball. I'm sorry. Stay tuned to all the baseball news at Ballpark Hunter. Whether that is on Twitter, whether it's on Instagram, TikTok, whether it's reading articles on Stadium Journey. Yeah, we're here to help you out. So till next time, everyone, thanks for listening. Thanks for checking out my stories, checking out my YouTube page. I know it's a lot of basketball, but it's high school basketball season in Indiana. That kind of takes precedence. I will be at some ballparks soon, whether it's in IU or whether it's at this baseball stadium in Richmond that everybody keeps telling me to go to. That's Richmond, Indiana. Yes, I will be at a ballpark soon, because yes, it's been a long time for me. Earlham College has a nice ballpark. So once basketball season's over, then we slide in a little baseball, and of course, we throw in other sports along the way that take place during the spring and summer. So All right, folks. Thanks for listening, and thanks for checking out the channel. Check out Ballpark Hunter on your favorite ways to listen to podcasts. I'm there. You can find me. All right. Take care. Bye-bye.